Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 4:30 in the morning London time on Friday the 1st of July. Japan gave something of a data deluge overnight. Tokyo consumer price inflation was unexceptional and basically static. Japan's consumer price inflation is all about food and energy at the moment, and these are prices that are largely beyond the control of the central bank. Decades of money printing has not produced higher inflation, because where inflation is occurring in Japan, it is for reasons unaffected by domestic money printing. This should not be a surprise. Printing money does not create inflation. It is printing too much money that creates inflation, and the Bank of Japan has struggled to print too much money. Japanese unemployment rose slightly, which was not actually expected, and the Tonkan Business Sentiment Opinion Poll gave an overall mixed to slightly downbeat assessment. Capital spending intentions were strong, though intentions are not always followed through with action, but the improvements in outlook were not generally as good as had been hoped for. South Korean export data for June showed more strength than had been expected. This is yet another reminder of the booming global supply of goods. The story of global supply chains lying in shattered ruins around the world is clickbait for the media, but it is just a story, and it has no evidence in fact. The ongoing positive surprises in manufacturing supply are starting to raise some questions about which areas of the global economy will have a global supply glut, because as demand continues to normalize, the exceptional supply of the past year or so will eventually overwhelm that demand. Ahead, Europe will be giving us consumer price inflation for the Eurozone, with the Italian consumer price inflation numbers also coming out. We've had a higher than expected inflation number from Spain, lower than expected inflation from Germany, and as expected inflation from France. So at this stage, the best thing an economist can do is give a non-committal shrug of the shoulders and try and create an illusion of omnipotence. There are assorted business sentiment opinion polls due, but the wise economist will focus on what people do rather than on what people say. The United States also has business sentiment in the form of the ISM Manufacturing Opinion Poll Survey. Markets have been getting excited about some of the regional sentiment weaknesses, but the polarization of the US political environment does have to be taken into account here. Academic research suggests that US corporate executives are increasingly partisan and also increasingly Republican, which may give a bias to responses. Historically, we can see from existing data that business sentiment survey respondents tend to answer the question that they want to answer and not necessarily the question that they have been asked. That's all for today. Have a good day. That's all, like, if it was the opposite way.